The leaders of France and Germany met yesterday at the headquarters of the airline that their two countries jointly own, Airbus. German Chancellor Angela Merkel met French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and they agreed to try to simplify the two-headed management of the troubled plane maker. Here's Eleanor Beardsley.
Television news showed the dynamic French-German duo of Merkel and Sarkozy striding through the Airbus plant and lunching with workers in the cafeteria. But France and Germany will no longer run the company together. They have agreed to drop the binational management structure of the European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, or EADS, which is Airbus's parent company. In a new, streamlined operation, German Thomas Enders will take sole charge of Airbus, while Frenchman Louis Gallois will become the only CEO of EADS. The shakeup is meant to clarify leadership roles as Airbus closes plants and cuts 10,000 jobs over the next 4 years. Production delays in its A380 program have cost the company billions of dollars. While Merkel has said she wants to see EADS and Airbus led by corporate considerations rather than political ones, Sarkozy has shown a penchant for economic nationalism, but yesterday the French president had clearly come around. Airbus and EADS are companies that have to be run like companies, he said, and not like international organizations. American plane maker Boeing has benefited from Airbus's setbacks. Yesterday's Franco-German deal is aimed at turning the company around. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.